Hey, this is Ryan with Dead Man's Army, and we just entered the show.
It is the Enter the Shell Show. Welcome to the music movement.
That's right.
Sweeping the nation. It's going outrageously. I am Turtle, joined by the foxy, sexy cat.
Hello, Turtle.
How's it going?
It's going really great. You know, we've got a really great show ahead of us. We are.
It's so much show. It's actually so much show that we called a U-Haul to pick it up.
And they're going to be here any second.
Yeah.
Because,
so we got to go. That's the show. Bye.
See ya. No, really, though. It's everything music with a couple extras. That's what we've decided. It's kind of how we do it. Today, we're going to be talking with the Los Angeles-based rock alternative band Dead Man's Army for Hot Los Angeles Men. Gonna be on the show.
Yeah, very hot. I actually tried to hit on them. They were that. They turned me.
We found out the hard way that they're actually not gay, so that actually didn't work out.
I wasn't gay either. It was just like, yeah, it's pretty hot.
Hopefully, they're actually gonna be on the show because I think you may have scared them. But
scared them
we
away.
We are gonna be talking about. They've got an album that they're working on. They're in the studio right now. They're actually headed into rehearsal tonight after they talk to us. And we're going to be hooking you up with some free music because that's what we do.
That's exactly what it is. But Kai, you're getting so far ahead into the show.
Right on.
We're actually at the end, but we need to get back to the beginning.
We have such
a huge announcement.
Major.
Beyond major. So major that
we brought in a live band.
We did. So if we can get a drum roll for this announcement. The announcement is, I forgot.
We have a brand new, revamped EnterTheShell.com website. That's right, folks. It is very exciting. So make sure you take your little fingers over to your keyboard, type it in, EnterTheShell.com, check it out. It's a super sexy website. It's something that we've been working on for the last couple months, just in time for summer. So, you know, you can listen to our show on the website. You can check out our award-winning blogs. I mean, it's really kind of a big deal.
Kind of beyond a big deal.
It's bigger than 4th of July fireworks.
You know, speaking of 4th of July, it just happened this past week. There's tons of fireworks everywhere. How did you spend it? Did you do a barbecue or anything like that?
You know, I actually had a fabulous day. I hung out by the pool, drank some burr. What kind of burr?
Did you shoot fireworks?
No, I watched some fireworks.
No?
I watched some people make out in front of me. I watched some, like, real live chemistry fireworks.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't want to be seeing that during fireworks.
I'm like, watch out. I'm trying to see the fireworks. What did you do?
Yeah, I went to the Rose Bowl because, you know, the days of me buying fireworks are over.
I love sparklers, though.
You know, sparklers are cool. Piccolo Pete's always remind me of my abuela. So, like, anytime I hear a Piccolo Pete, I always think of her, and I'm always just like, oh.
Did you ever do the worms? You know, the ones that they grow? Those are awesome.
No, those were bullshit because...
That was, like, the only thing my mom let me do. She's like, oh, here's your firework. It's a worm.
Yeah, it was like a little piece of, like, it looked like a little circle magnet.
It looks like hamster poop that grows.
Yeah, exactly. And then it just expands. But, like, when you get the package, you see this package, and you see this, like, fierce, ferocious snake coming at you. So, like, you go, and you're all decked out.
You're like, it's going to be a cobra. It's going to have fangs. Like, watch out.
Exactly. I went and I bought a Middle Eastern guy with a flute. I'm like, we're going to tame this motherfucker, you know?
Bring your rug. Let's go.
Exactly. Let's do this. And then you light it on fire. And then it just turns into this black, like, ash that just gets everywhere.
It's like the biggest childhood disappointment ever. But for some reason, I really thought it was cool.
You know what really, though, like, kind of pissed me off, though? My block, they did tons of fireworks. So much so that the entire block was just covered. And I don't know if this is a tradition, but
like covered in smoke or what?
In just trash. Just
everywhere. They just left a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In Seattle, did you do that? Like, was it clean the next
day? Well, no, or, I mean, you know, we're not ghetto like you and probably where you live. We actually, we clean up after we do our fireworks, okay? My fireworks were usually in the backyard, though. It wasn't like a big out in the street kind of thing.
And did you, like, bring, like, family over?
Yeah, but, you know, there's parts of Washington now where fireworks are illegal, so it's not fun.
Yeah, it's so hard to find, you know, a place where you could do legal fireworks. Of course, where I live, you could do it. But like I said, I went to go see the pros do it because why am I going to, you know, waste $100 for like 15 seconds? I might as well go buy a prostitute for that kind of,
totally,
you know, time.
Because you are a Minuteman. So buying a prostitute
Minuteman,
is actually very cheap for you.
You're being too generous with me, Kai. Way too generous.
Oh, turtle. Okay, so I mentioned earlier that we're going to be talking to the band Dead Man's Army. And that is coming up in just a matter of minutes. But before that,
what are we going to do? We're going to give them an app of tease, right?
We're going to have a little foreplay.
Yeah, just a real quick foreplay with the band Dead Man's Army. So we're going to give you a little taste of what they sound like. And then coming up afterwards, I think we have the entire band with us.
We're crossing our fingers. We know we've got at least 3 out of 4, but we are hoping we're going to get all of the boys because the more boys, the better.
Dude, so there's going to be like, you're going to have all your orifices covered after this break. So here is what song we're going to do. We're going to do the Nowhere song, right?
Yes, their song Nowhere from Dead Man's Army right here.
On the End of the Shell Show.
Said I'm the one to blame, and you know I keep on going nowhere. Remember that familiar taste. I tremble.
And welcome back. You just heard a little appetize, a little taste of Dead Man's Army. That song is the Nowhere song.
And it is going to go somewhere, though, even though it's nowhere. We've got actually, I thought maybe we were going to have all 4 of them, but I like 3. I can do 3.
You like 3? You like 3 sums?
I've got all 3 of them on the phone right now. We've got GC on vocals. We've got Ryan, the guitarist, and Matt, the bass guitar, one of my favorites.
How's it going, guys?
Hi,
welcome
guys
to the show.
Hey.
And welcome, also, Alan, even though he's not with us, he's their drummer. I wanted to give him a little bit of love, too. So, all right.
He doesn't deserve any.
I know, jerk.
Whoa, animosity already.
Don't ever give the drummer love.
Okay, so guys, let's get straight to the meat and potatoes. I got a question for you. I've been doing my homework, and I was actually just watching on TV the other day. I saw a commercial that says 1 in 5 relationships start on a dating website like Match.com, and I noticed that you guys met on an internet ad, and we were kind of curious, you know.
Where'd you meet? Like, did you meet on
was it AshleyMadison.com? Was it Craigslist? Like, what kind of ad was it?
Were you guys cheating with band members?
Were you cheating on other bands? Or
Tell us. We need to know the dish.
Send the guys. All of the above. No, I think it was mostly a Craigslist thing. Honestly, don't remember, like, all the ways that we all met up, but I think Craigslist had a big part.
So you just put an ad up for Craigslist that said, I need some hard rocking dudes to join me in world domination type thing?
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you were like, and we need somebody from Texas with a really big belt buckle. And then GC's like, oh, hello, I'm GC.
Yeah, only Southern accents allowed, exactly.
So did you guys have a lot of people answer to the ad, or was it kind of this like fateful thing that it was like, oh,
only
hey,
4 people answered.
Love at first sight. Like, we're stuck with each other. Like, how did it work? Because, I mean, trying to put a band together, you know, doesn't seem like it would be
easy.
Yeah,
there's all these different, you know, meshes of people that come together and play instruments, and everyone has their own vision. You know, how did you guys tailor that vision all together?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty quick, surprisingly quick. All of us coming together. I mean, it was me and Alan, and then we did some stuff for a while with some of the guys, and then we got Matt on bass, and he was real quick. He actually was basically in the band before he even came to California, and kind of a similar thing with GC. So it was kind of weird. Just it all happened real fast, and all the other people that we had before and after just weren't even on the same page.
I have to interject if I could for a quick second.
You knew it.
I
mean, knew it.
Fast for them. It wasn't fast for me. I came out here in August of 08.
This is GC, right? GC. Yeah. Okay.
And, I must have gone through at least a good 15, 20 auditions, and some of them you just know from the second you walk in the room that it's just not going to be a fit. So, yeah, I'd been on extensive auditions, all pretty much from Craigslist. That seems to be the number one place here in L.A. to find other fellow musicians, and so I guess I got lucky.
Well, when you actually went in for the audition, and I mean, what was it that stood out for you that was different from all of these other auditions?
Well, Ryan's kind of cute.
I knew it.
He totally
I saw his picture, and I was kind of digging, you know?
Oh, nice. If I got turtle root for me, then... Yeah.
Ryan's way cuter than turtle. Let me just say that.
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know?
Yeah. Thank you.
Seriously, it's one of those things where, you know, it's funny that you said a dating website, because when you do go into looking for a band, you're looking for potential bandmates, and everything is a factor. The quality of the music, you know, the genre,
how big their boobs are,
from the sound to the style to, you know, what they've got going on. You don't want to hook up with a band that's never played a show.
Right.
You know, that was fortunate for me. I found these guys, and they're all very well-seasoned musicians. They've all been in several bands before, and, you know, I guess it all just kind of clicked. It's like, you know, when you know, you know.
Matt, this question is for you. And I want to know how it happened. You guys just recently got signed to, Restless?
Management.
Right? And how did that happen? Was it like the old cliche where you guys are playing and then some guy comes with a suit and has like a paper
He's
and
like,
everything?
We want you.
Yeah, we would like to have you just sign the dotted line here. Or was there somewhat of a courtship involved? How did it go by getting with this new management company, and are you guys happy with them?
It was very much the new cliche. We basically did an industry event that we had to foot the bill for. Although we got some hits there. We got a good turnout. But anyways, we did a show, and there was a lot of stuff attached to that. There was an industry party and radio interviews and stuff like that. And one of the companies there was Restless Management. And I started talking to Rob, and he basically fell in love with me, as I did with him, and dug our music, and that was that. Just another thing that just clicked really fast.
There's a lot of love.
It's
a lot of love with this band.
Now they're like this whole thing.
So that's awesome. Well, it sounds like things are, you know, the ball is definitely rolling for you guys now. I know that you are in the studio right now working on a new album. Kind of talk to, you know, fans and potential fans as to what they can expect with this album that you guys are working on.
I think we all are pretty much on the same page as we like to go out there and just fucking own everybody that's watching us. You know, it's like you go play at the club or whatever venue it may be. I think we jump up there and it's like, get off your phone, get away from the bar. You know, for this set, you are going to have all eyes focused on us.
And, we like to,
yeah, whether you like it or not. And, we're all on that same page when it comes to performing. And I think we want to, you know, have fun, but go out there and just, you know, rock people's socks off.
Well, do you have like a timeline as to when this we can expect this new album?
We're hoping by year's end. I mean, our goal is to replicate our live show to what you hear on the CD. You know, so many times you go and you get your favorite band CD and you listen to it and then you go see them live and it comes to find out it's just so overly produced. That's something that we're working with Restless Management right now, is just to recreate the live show so it sounds exactly like the CD. You know, we're patient. We're not in a rush to get out there. We've got a lot of other things on, music for potential TV shows and, you know, just competitions and stuff like that. Showcasing and things. So, you know, we're going to take our time. We're going to do it right. We're not going to rush, but we definitely hope we can pull it off air in the next 6 months. But rest assured, there'll be plenty of shows in the meantime.
Last two things. I was listening to your music, and I got a flashback of every time I go into a strip club. Your music just makes me want to watch naked girls. I don't know if you get that a lot or not. What would you say? And JC, you can answer JC. That one.
I'll be called you Jesus again.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you think we get our inspiration?
Are you guys actually performing at strip clubs so we can come see you at a strip club? Best of both worlds?
We'll get back to you, Noah. No, although I hope you had a chance to check out the pole dancer we got on our website.
Yeah, I saw that on your YouTube. I did. I didn't know you could post that on YouTube. I was a little blushing.
He was actually nice. Very impressed. Yeah,
I like that. I like that.
Just bring the clothes back on her, so it's okay.
Yeah, you could just bring her to me. That would be completely fine. Last thing, I want to talk about some upcoming shows. I know people are going to want to see you guys and see what it is that you guys do as far as a live performance and things like that. So if you could give out some dates.
July 24th, we want to give mad props out to the Cat Club. They've been too kind with us. We played the Cat Club a few times here in Pack the House, and we're hoping we can do that again on Saturday, July 24th. That's the first show we've got coming up.
Yeah, it's the first one, the 24th. That is correct. The next one is August 7th. That is in Whittier, where we have not yet played. We rehearsed in Whittier, so we decided to go ahead and have a show there and get some local heads out there. That's at Bamboo Club in East Whittier. That's Saturday, August 7th. We also have a band slam show August 19th. That's a Thursday, and that's a bit of a competition, but it's kind of a different kind of competition. So which one doesn't matter, as we're gonna kick ass anyways. But
awesome.
That one's gonna be at the Music Box. I think it's Thursday, August 19th, at the Henry Fonda Theater. Actually, incidentally, that's the competition that we won there, allowed us to play there.
Oh,
so
sweet.
Really excited about that show.
Good. Well, hey, we're definitely going to try to get our buns down there to see you. And for all of those listening, we're going to actually put those links on enterthechell.com. But check these guys out. Deadmansarmy.com. We'll have all the links and everything so that we can follow you guys. Good luck. We are really excited to follow you and hear how this album comes together for you guys.
All right. Tell thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys, for being on the show. And now we are going to give you a quick preview of their song, What You Want. And that's right here on the Enter the Shell show.
Thanks, guys.
Don't tell me that you don't want to have release. Don't tell me that you want me to leave you.
The sexy sounds of Dead Man's Army, that's their song, What You Want. We're actually going to be playing the full extended version of that song for you at the end of the show, so make sure you keep your sexy ears on hold for that. And, you know, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about our studio audience, because we've got a wonderful little audience here in the studio tonight.
Little known fact, we like to keep people to watch us.
We like to have at least a couple people in here to keep us on our toes, and you know, we tell them what to do, and you know, they do it.
Yeah, so. And our next guest, might I add, she brought some dark chocolate peanut M&Ms,
which is totally the way to Turtle's heart.
Yeah, we finished the bag in like 1 minute. 1 minute. It was amazing.
She is the sexiest chick in the front row, and we have got my girlfriend Meredith. She's actually in town from the Pacific Northwest, from Seattle, visiting, and we thought, you know, what the hell, but let's give it up for Meredith. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Heyo, heyo. So, you know, Meredith likes to come visit a lot from Seattle because the weather is nice, but it's kind of gloomy here today, and I'm not really sure if that's energy that you brought from Seattle or
It's
not?
No, I don't claim that. Not for a minute. I actually came straight from Boston, so no. Absolutely not.
How quickly the crowd turns.
Simmer down, simmer down. Yeah, she's quite the jet setter these days, so that is good. But the peanut butter or the peanut M&Ms, yeah. Totally
it's all
good.
About the dark chocolate.
It really is.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Everything
and,
dark
chocolate. You can technically say it's healthy.
Why?
Antioxidants.
Done.
Absolutely.
Done. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it. Well, we are so excited. Hey.
Antioxidants.
Protein in your peanuts.
Oh, did she say peanuts? Or okay. Anywho, so Meredith's going to be hanging out with us, you know, for the remainder of the show, and we're gonna use her as we'd like to use her. And I thought it'd be appropriate to have her a part of, you know, maybe some of the latest,
like some of the latest gossip.
Yeah.
Maybe we could see that in Kai's Celebrity Corner.
Mm-hmm. That's right. From baby's mama drama to oh no you didn't.
Oh no you don't.
Here's a look at what's happening in Hollywood this week. We have breaking news coming from TMZ.com. The type of breaking news that I've been waiting for. I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. That's right. Lindsay Lohan has been sentenced to 90 days in jail for driving drunk. Surprise? Surprise or not really?
No, because she's been doing this little game for what, like a year now maybe? She's been eluding the officers. She's not been going to court.
Not wearing her little ankle bracelets.
No, nothing like that. It doesn't surprise me. They're going to throw the book at her. What do you think, Meredith?
Are you a Lindsay Lohan fan or what's the deal?
You know, I liked her in The Parent Trap, but that was a long time
ago. When she was little. She hit puberty and it was just all downhill from there.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, she's a hot mess. So we're going to wish her the best of luck. There's actually some really intense pictures of her crying, which I don't know if it's real or if she's just acting, but she looks like she was very upset when the judge.
We know she's not acting. We've seen her act before. Come on.
Somebody else that actually can't act, Britney Spears. She can.
What? You didn't like Crossroads?
She actually is just...
You saw Crossroads?
I did.
Look at...
I did.
Hey, at least she was honest about it. I think that a lot of people saw Crossroads because
we were wishing
the best. You know what? If she would have done good in Crossroads, maybe she wouldn't have shaved her head. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah,
the guy was kind of hot.
Oh, so obvious. Well, of course. Wait, you think Britney Spears is going to have a me as a love interest?
Well, Turtle, maybe you should watch Crossroads. There's a hot guy.
Done.
Since we're alluding to being gay.
Apparently now I'm gay.
Okay, so Britney has actually, she was just talking
the crowd hates
okay,
it.
Okay, enough. Brittany just talked to Cosmopolitan. She is actually quoted in their August issue that is going to be coming out here shortly, talking a little bit about motherhood and talking about her sons. Preston, he's 4 years old. Jaden is 3. She says that if her sons told her that they wanted to be in the entertainment business, that she would lock them in their rooms until they turn 30, that she's not going to allow it.
Well, no. Look what the entertainment business has done to her.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think that that's fair?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I can see where she's coming from because it did basically ruin her. But
did it ruin her or did she let it ruin her? Do you know what I mean? Like, because there's a lot of people that are very successful and doing well. And having a mother like Britney Spears kind of paves the way for success. They could probably, if they are musically inclined or they want to act or something, the road is there. It's paved.
That's the key thing, though. If they are musically inclined, we know that they can dance because think about it. Britney is a dancer and K-Fed, he's a dancer. So automatically we know.
They have a little rhythm in their diapers.
Exactly. Now, we've already heard Britney Spears do her thing and sing. And you know what? She has an average voice. let's call a spade
a spade.
She's a
very synthesized,
she has an
produced
above
voice.
Body.
Right, above
she
average
does.
Body.
That's
now,
what
we're K-Fed,
about.
He... the,
does
the,
not
the,
so much.
Yeah, exactly.
K-Fed no. needs to FedEx his fat somewhere else because he was just on like Celebrity Fit Club or something.
Celebrity Fat Club.
Fat Club, yeah. yeah. Well, best of luck to them. Another person that kind of fits into the Britney Spears category, Jessica Simpson. And I thought this was appropriate because for those of you that don't know, Miss Meredith is actually like a huge football junkie. Like anything you need to know about the Seattle Seahawks, NFL.
Brett Favre.
Talk Brittany to Meredith. Clinton.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Do you have a fun Brett Favre fact then?
Brett Favre, fun fact. Well, most people do not know that he was actually drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. They only associate him with the Green Bay Packers and now the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
There you have it. There you have it.
A little fun fact.
Well, kind of dipping back into the NFL dating pool, Jessica Simpson, you know, she was dating the Dallas Cowboys star Tony Romo. They were dating for about 2 years. Now she's back in the dating pool. She's actually
with a football player.
She's actually dating a former San Francisco 49er, the tight end Eric Johnson.
Well, that's not really a football player. The 49ers
aren't even really a football player.
Yeah, count.
Yeah. So that's talk about yeah, it's kind of just dating
so
a regular
you,
person.
So, I mean, Meredith, in your expert opinion, do you think she's going to have better luck this time around? You know, because Tony Romo broke her heart, and she actually broke his career for a second there.
She did. Yeah. She did. Considering that he's former, yes.
She's
going to
be okay.
I think he can actually focus on her and her beautiful blonde locks.
She yes. does have blonde locks.
She does.
And she has big boobs, lie. Too.
Nice.
I was trying to keep my eyes up.
Yeah. Nice and supple.
Okay, so a couple shows back, we talked about Alicia Keys, and then she's pregnant. Kind of some sad news. She was performing, and she fell. She's pregnant, and she fell on stage. But she landed on her rear, which is good because whenever
she has a big rear.
I have a big rear, and when I land on my rear, I bounce right back up to my feet. And so kind of similar thing. There's actually some videos online right now. Maybe we'll try to get that up on InnerTheShell.com. But just wanted to let everyone know that there was a little scare. It was at the Essence Music Festival in New Orleans, and she is okay. It kind of looked like the shoes that she was wearing were a couple sizes too big, which Meredith Fashionista will tell you that when you buy shoes, you need to make sure that they fit and they fit well, you know? So, I mean, Meredith, she's got some nice shoes on right now and they fit well.
Her shoes are like 10 inches off the ground.
They're about four.
Very Kiss-esque, I would say.
Yeah,
you know?
Very nice. Very.
A recent guest purchase, and Kylie knows exactly how much I love.
She's obsessed with guests, another reason why she comes to visit. So maybe Alicia Keys should get some white wedges next time, and maybe she won't fall.
Or some flats. I mean, she is, you know, pregnant. So
those
she
just aren't fun,
herself.
Though.
Yeah, flats just aren't that cute.
No.
I'm
sorry.
But you know, one person that actually wears flats and looks good is our amazing blogger Milo.
Yeah,
and
he does look good.
With this whole grand opening of the new EnterTheShell.com website, we're actually bringing back all of the promos for some of our wonderful features. One of the features that our resident blogger Milo does is the Artist of the Week. And this week, he is going to be looking at a band who is finishing up their fifth studio album. They kind of burst into the scene around 1999. They have been one of the most critically acclaimed bands of the decade. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about? They've won 6 Brit Awards, 7 Grammys. They've sold over 50 million records worldwide, and they work closely with many charities. I think I know who this is, and I'm very excited. If you don't know, you want to take a closer look, make sure you check out the blog section this Friday. Get a rush of blood to your head. That's my last
Which
clip.
One? Oh!
Ayo!
Oh, well, we all are doing album reviews and cover reviews. So the album review that is about to come out, it's about
from
to
Sarah,
drop.
From Sarah, editor-in-chief.
Editor-in-chief.
Yes.
And I think she's single, so guys... Feel free to
hit her up.
Yeah, hit her up. She just got the Roots album, so she's been previewing that. So check it out. Check out the Roots album. See if Sarah liked it. Because if she liked it, chances are you're probably gonna like it. If she didn't like it, chances are
she's gonna lend you some good advice.
Exactly
to
for your purchasing power. She's also gonna be doing her star-studded covers review, and the cover that is gonna be reviewed. is going to be...
It's actually on the website right now. Yeah. I think it just hit today.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's Cobra Style. And who covers that is Robin. And that's originally done by the Teddy Bears. The Teddy Bears, I think, most famously from that song Punk Rocker, you know, featuring Iggy Pop.
Exactly. And Robin is the beautiful little Swede.
Yeah,
that we all love sweet. To love. Yeah. Take you back a little bit. So
also, we do have a contributing writer for the time being, and he's been taking a look at Bret Michaels' new album. So if you're interested in headbands and bandanas, then you know, check out that review. It's going to be coming out in a few days. So that's going to be nice. A lot of nice things happening on entertheshell.com, such as shout outs.
That's right. We have a lot of fans that have been checking out the website and Facebook, and this is our chance to kind of give you a little love back. This new website, this is all about the fans. The show, it's all about the fans. So,
and the music, and the music. Come on.
The music, it's all about the fans. I've got some mad shout-outs. Of course, you know, let's give some love to Meredith for being here in the studio with us.
Thank you.
We've got some love for Don Staley, Wendy Young, Mark Townsend, Bonnie Alvarado, Steven Nielsen, Julie Sousa, Booba, cool. Say that five times fast. John Everett. Fast. Marsha Curlis and Adam Bailey. Hit us up, and I'm going to hit you back.
And one more plug for entertheshell.com, the music movement. We are doing some pretty major things. So check out the new site. Check out the new layout. We're evolving every single day.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that is always going to stick with us, no matter how many changes that we have.
Exactly. It's... Demoralize at 3,000 times. 4th of July, Meredith, Dead Man's Army, Match.com, Big Belt Buckles, Strip Clubs, Britney's Average Body. As the Demoralize at 3,000 calculates that, that means it's done.
Hot off the press.
Oh, caliente. Caliente.
Muy, muy caliente.
So, were we going to have Meredith?
We're going to have Meredith. You know, this is actually, we're kind of debuting, letting somebody come in and help with the demoralizer. But I am honored to say, you know, Meredith is going to let us know what the moral of today's story is. So if she can go ahead and rip that envelope open for us right now. Good job, Meredith. Like a champion here.
You're such a big girl, Meredith.
All right, so if you could just read to us what the moral of today's show is from the Demoralizer 3000.
Why is my Clorox wipes dispenser full of tortillas?
That's a great question.
That is.
You know, hopefully we'll have the answer for you. Huge love and thumbs up to Dead Man's Army for being on the show. And
last but not least, like we promised, we said we were going to leave you with a song from them. And it's they're still recording the song. It's going to be on their album. So we are going to leave you with What You Want from Dead Man's Army right here on the End of the Shell Show. Until next time, we are out of here.
Later.
Peace.
Don't wanna have release. Don't tell me that you want me to leave you be. Control, impossible to break free, yeah.